Blog Talk Radio.
Going on. Yeah, that was my intro. What's up? Lame. Hey, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Welcome. We're going to be live for the next 59 minutes. So if you got nothing to do, or if you being bored and you can't handle Monday Night Football. I don't know who's winning, but anyway, if you're not doing anything, 347-884-8125, let me know what's in your mind. Tonight, Joe, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff tonight, man. We're going to be talking about that balloon boy, the mom, the mother, actually confessed. And the legal expert says the hoax could have a purpose. Well, I say, duh. So the question is, did balloon mom confess to protect her kids, the kids? And we're going to be going, we're going to go over that, and let me know what you think. Hey, this is a cool thing. I've never really liked, rock and roll, heavy metals and stuff like that, but Metallica's actually joins the FBI and hunt for the missing student. Actually, she disappeared on the 17th. I'd say it's on the way. Authorities says it's on to see the scene where she was at the Metallica concert. So, and it's all that was about a week ago. And a college student actually called her friends at the Metallica concert to say that she was outside the arena, and would find her way home, and then she disappeared from that. So anyway, we're gonna be talking about that. I want to give it away right now. We're gonna be talking about that. We're gonna be playing some music also. It's gonna be, I don't really have, all the music and stuff like that. But this is what I have right now. It's gonna be a surprise, so don't be surprised when I play that. And also this hotel owner is under fire. It's under fire actually by here's the dealio with that. Okay, this is I think there's a New Mexico. Larry Witten, this is a motel or hotel, and saying that all his Hispanic employees was told to change their first names for some odd reason, I don't know. And the question is it racist or racism? Is it really? I don't know. We're going to have to find out. Maybe you can help me out, sort this out or something. We're going to be talking about that. We are going to also some news and current events. So stay tuned with us, okay? We're going to have a lot of fun. And, hey, I'm going to do some pop quiz tonight, too. So some pop quizzes. And I'll have this smart person... Smart people actually going to be calling in here. Speaking of smart person, we have Winston Pitts on the other line. What up?
What up?
What up? What up? Hey, you feeling better today? You feeling better today?
A little bit.
A little bit? Man, that was... Yesterday, I was I was kind of under the weather too, man. It was just like, man, I could not fall asleep on the night before. And then I had like 2 hours sleep, and I went to church, and I was like, by the time I got home, and we have that little pastor appreciation, luncheon, and then when I got home, I was like, man, I was so dizzy and feeling scratchy throat and stuff like that. So how did you feel? I mean, were you like cold or what was it?
A flu.
A flu? H1N1?
Don't know.
Don't know. But you're over there. You're over it, right?
Yeah, I still have. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
so, well, hang tight, huh? I have Dawn on the other line too. What's going on? Are you sick too, Dawn?
No, I'm actually feeling better. Praise God for that.
Okay, that sounds good. What are you doing right now, besides taking care of the kids?
Sitting here, relaxing. Try not to unplug the phone because it's charging. I'm stretching the cord.
Right on. Yeah. Well, I want to keep going over here because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I mean, first of all, I want to see Winston. What do you want to talk about, real quick?
Really nothing. How about the Yankees winning against the Angels?
Yeah, that was not a surprise to me.
Yeah, was it? The Angels.
The Angels. So how did you watch it? Did you watch the whole game?
I watched pieces of it, bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces of it. Mm. So was it? Did they play in New York or who did they play?
In New York.
New York. Yeah. So what do you think about that?
It was exciting, of course, but I was pulling for the Angels.
The Angels in the outfield. The Yankees, you know, man, that's they're World Series, you know, gurus. They know how to get to the World Series, you know.
Yeah.
I just wish the Cubs or the Brewers know how to get there. You know, I like them too, the Cubs and Brewers. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about that. So that's a little bit of sport. Hey, are you watching that Monday Night Football right now?
No, I'm not.
The Eagles and, I believe, the Chiefs, I guess. I think. Hold on a second. I could be wrong, though. We can figure that out.
Eagles and Redskins.
Redskins. I don't know. I don't know why I said the Chiefs, but they don't.
Yeah,
I guess it's a different division.
On a replay right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Philadelphia is 27, Washington 10 in the fourth with 13 minutes to go.
So in the fourth quarter then?
Yeah.
So, yeah, tell me this. You know, I know there's a lot of, you know, before Michael Vick came on board, you know. I've seen that, 27 to 10. But anyway, with Michael Vick coming on board to play for the Eagles, and you know, basically they use him as a wild, you know, for their Wildcat offense. What do you and actually Donovan McNabb and all them? They just, you know, they have this real they're reluctant when it comes to him playing, you know, being in an offense and that. I mean, the guy has not played for like 2 years, right? Because he was in prison. Michael Vick. And what do you say, Winston? What do you say to, you know, as far as like him being there and trying to do what he can do, but it's not cutting it. You know, it's not what they expected. He was overhyped, you know, as according to critics. Do you agree? I mean, does Michael Vick has all the in the capacity to, you know, to push Eagles down to like, let's say, playoffs and saying, well, is he the factor? What do you say to that?
We have to think about the fact that got out of prison. I know that has nothing to do with the football part, but
right.
In there, he wasn't playing football, so he might have lost in there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have to think about this. If we wanted to get the Super Bowl, why couldn't they get Brett Favre? Hello, you know, why Michael Vick? And I know you say. Well, you know, Brett Favre was not available at the time. Well, he was. The start of this year, he was available. He was wide open.
Right. Exactly. And also that and the media and actually and his promoter and all that stuff, they put so much hype on him. I mean, he's not that real, you know, I mean from the get go. I mean, from, you know, before he got, you know, sentenced to go to prison or before he committed the, you know, this crime, I mean, he was not the top notch. He ain't, you know, wasn't, you know, like Peyton Manning or or Drew Brees for that matter, you know what I mean? He was just a regular top of, you know, like an average quarterback. I mean, and on top of that, they want to put, you know, they put this media hype on him. It's like, oh yeah, he's just the Eagles. This is what the Eagles want, and this is what they, you know, he's the one what they're looking for, and yada yada yada, and all that. And they kind of, you know, kind of that's, you know, went down a drain. That's what happened. So, I mean, I guess, I mean, we have to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know. I mean, let him play there. Let's do his, you know, his own, you know, his thing. And, you know, he doesn't really get to play much, but I don't know. Was he the factor tonight? Did you see any you know, the reruns or the plays on ESPN? Was that on ESPN or Fox? I believe that was on Fox, right?
On ESPN. If you got direct... It's going to be on channel, let me see, it's going to be channel 206.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be on ESPN.
All right. So, I know I want to get the, what are we talking about? Were you, Dawn, you were here in the last time, right? Like Friday? What did we talk about Friday?
Talking about scary stuff, talking about health.
Oh, scary stuff. All right. Here's what, you know, I know that you share that one time, right, Don? Did you share that your experience or something like that about some, you had some spirit or something like that? Could you tell me more about it?
Well,
can you tell us more about it?
Well, I believe that people have spirits, you know, that people, like,
mm-hmm.
there are spirits. And when we moved into the house that we currently live in, I just felt like this really pressuring spirit. The people that lived here previous to us, they didn't really, like, they weren't really walking with God that I'm aware of, you know, and there was
mm-hmm.
a lot of bad things perhaps in this house. And so I just, like, every other night it seemed like I would be able to sleep, and every other night I will feel like tempted to be fearful, like something
mm-hmm.
was pressuring me. To
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know, it was just like pressuring, like bad kind of pressure. And so I just started to thank God. And I remember that, you know, if somebody's like had a panic attack or
mm-hmm.
a lot of fears coming to them, they just like say, thank you God, or praise the Lord, and start
mm-hmm.
praying and thanking the Lord for different things. And I prayed the Lord will give me peace, like that he will let peace settle on this house because we live here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, within, like, a few minutes, like, at least within 20 minutes, like, after the first, I mean, like, after that stuff started happening that one particular night, I
mm-hmm.
felt like peace was on the house. And ever
mm-hmm.
since then, I've been able to sleep at night, not having a problem, you know. And so,
mm-hmm.
so yeah. And then also, like, one night I had a dream that I was, like, on fire, like on my forehead was like sizzling, and I woke up and I felt like my head was on fire, and I was like, I don't know, should I wake up my husband, because am I going to spontaneous combust or what, because I wasn't scared or anything, but I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. But it's been about a week, more than a week since then, and things been doing good. So
great. But could imagine how scary it was. But hey, Winston, you want to share some, like, some scary stuff that you've I know that there's aliens and goblins over there by the pipeline. Can you share some of that?
Yeah. Seriously, have you ever been to New Orleans? Have you ever been to New Orleans, Louisiana? I'm pretty sure you have, haven't you?
New Orleans, Louisiana?
Yeah, New Orleans, Louisiana.
No, I have not. I haven't been there.
Well, if you want to go into paranormal and all that, just take a ride down there, and you can walk into any part of that town and any building, and there is some paranormal activity there. Any form. It can be demonic. It can be nice. It can be sad. It can be wanting help. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
it could be anything.
That sounds like they need a lot of prayers.
Seriously. Exorcism. Or something. Anyway, we're getting back to the show.
So you experienced it, right? I mean, have you experienced anything like that? Like exorcism or something?
No, none of that. I've seen exorcism done before.
What about Dylan? I heard Dylan used to fight giants and ogres and stuff. He'd be listening, right? He's probably like, "What?"
Yeah.
So nothing like. Oh, okay. Well, you know, I mean, I don't believe. I mean, I believe in ghosts. You know, I mean, there's holy ghosts, and there's also like bad spirit. You know, I mean, there's bad spirit and demons. You know, they can play tricks on you. And like last Friday, we talked about how, you know, you have the authority to, you know, to you know, Jesus had given you the authority to overpower them. You know, in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, all I have to do is let them know. Let the devil know, you know. Now, I remember back in the day, so I grew up in the Philippines. This is when I was probably like maybe 8 or 9 or something like that, or 10 o'clock. And, my grandmother, I think my grandparents used to own, like, you know, this brick house. It's bigger than our house. But so that one time I went to... I went for a sleepover, you know, and when I was there, and it was in the middle of the night, I think it was 1 o'clock, and you know, I had the blanket and all this, so I had to like sleep in the living room, and they have a staircase to go up, and there was only me, you know, my cousin, which is a female, and my grandmother, right? So there was no other man. And then I was like 10 years old, and I saw this guy. It was dark, you know, and dark. You can't really, you know, picture. You can't really see who's, you know. I knew it was a guy because of short hair, you know, the stance and, you know, the look. But I can see he's wearing a white, you know, kind of a beige, you know, polo, something like that, you know, shirt, polo shirt, and it's all, like, ripped, and it has some... I could tell it was dirty, you know, and he has like stuff on his face, like, you know, maybe dirt or something like that, but he was walking slow, and he looked, and I covered myself, and I look at through the, you know, the hole, and I'm just trying to pick, you know, under the blanket, and he was just like, he stopped, and he'd like turn around and looked, and I just like... You know, I covered with pillows and stuff. I buried my head in a pillow and stuff. I mean, I started sweating, you know, and it was like, there's no way I'm going to get my head out of this pillow, you know. And I would say maybe like 30 minutes later, you know, and I started falling asleep, you know, and I heard like, I think this one, my other male cousin that came, you know, he's older than I am, that I was. I think it was like maybe in his 20s or something like that. But so he came, and I was just like, I was so relieved, and I'm just like, man, and I couldn't like really tell anyone, you know, and that was pretty scary. But I think, I mean, to this, I have not encountered anything like that ever since. But I still believe that I think that was some kind of a spirit, you know. I mean, it wasn't like a ghost of my dead cousin or you know, that someone died in there. But I can guarantee it was a spirit. You know what I mean? Would you agree? I mean, it's because, you know, just like a lot of people believe and say, oh, that's, you know, that's so-and-so died here, and he's, you know, his spirits linger, and, you know, I don't believe that. I believe that that's a bad spirit that lingers there, but nah, I don't think that's him in particular. I don't think that's the person that, you know, that
right.
really died there. So that's what I believe. But, you know, that's it's pretty cool. It's a cool thing to... You know, if it would have happened, like, let's say, you know, like today, or if someone like a spirit like that would come, I mean, I would definitely talk to him. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you, Winston?
No, I don't think so.
I would.
you see someone like walking, and you know it's a spirit, would you talk to him, Winston?
Well, my first reaction is not to be talking to him.
Should we be throwing stuff at him? I'd be like, ah!
Yeah, oh, survival, holy water, yes. But,
yeah.
But if he will, if I mean, you know, just
speaking
out of my mind, you know, because, hey, Winston, you know, I might have to sit there and maybe a couple minutes sitting there and disbelieve, but eventually I would say something, maybe.
Like, hey, what's up? are you spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would definitely say, you know, I would say something like, what do you want? You know, stuff like that, because they only linger because they want something, or, you know, there's nothing accomplished, you know what I mean? They want blessings, they want, I don't know, something they have to, you know, you have to free them in order to, you know, for spirit to go away, like, you know, find their bones or something, you know, or their, or someone killed them, and, you know, he wants revenge and stuff like that. I think that could possibly, I don't know what's says in the Bible about that. Hey, Don, what is actually a bad spirit and stuff like that says in the Bible?
I believe that the Bible says that people believed in ghosts, but it doesn't support that there are spirits that are left behind, because this is why I believe this. When Jesus was talking about the rich man and Lazarus,
mm-hmm.
The rich man said, "Can I go back and warn my family?" And Jesus said, "No." So that's why I don't believe in ghosts. Also, okay, let me ask you this. If you were killed, and you had this opportunity to go to heaven, would you really stay on earth just so that, you know, you have to love God more than you love other people, even if they're your family. You have to love God more. So you have to, I mean, if you say, no, I have to comfort my family, it's like saying God can't reveal to people. God is not able. So if you have the opportunity to go to heaven, I don't think that if you really love God, you would say, no, I was killed. Let me stay here till somebody finds out who did it. Because
yeah,
that's like saying that God, you know. So that's
why I
don't believe. Because, I mean, yeah, I believe in demons, and I believe that once.
Oh, yeah.
Once
demons
die,
are real.
You know. So if there's any spirit, if it's not the Holy Ghost, if it's any spirit, it would not be a good spirit. And also, like, about talking to the spirit. I mean, I don't think I would want to do that. I remember struggling with that when my husband's dad died, and I was like, I sure hope no spirit tries to come here, you know, because I didn't know if it would be angel or what happened, you know, because I know Satan can, if you start talking to spirit, be friendly with it. Satan is an angel of light. He could be like, oh, I'm here to come for you, this and that, and tell you to do bad things, and you might forget. You might lose touch with what God wants, you know. So I think talking to spirits is walking a very thin line. That's my opinion.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about some really, really scary now. The news says the cops actually pulls a gun and a chainsaw-wielding haunted house worker. That's what that story says. It happens in Baltimore. Authority says a Baltimore City police officer pulled his gun on a chainsaw-wielding haunted house worker who was trying to get a, you know, one last scream out of him. Oh, wow. Baltimore County Police says Sergeant Eric Janik has been charged with assault for pulling his service weapon on a worker. Wow, who was dressed up as a killer from the chainsaw, you know, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I would pull my gun, too. Yeah, police said employees approached Janik after the haunted house tour was over Sunday night. Police says Janik pulled his service weapon and pointed at the man's chest. The man dropped the chainsaw, which had no chain and was not dangerous. It was just, hey, how does they know that? And how do I know that if someone pulled a thing that on me? Winston, real quick, I mean, you know, have you seen all the movie, all the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? And if let's say if there's someone come up to you and you have a gun, will you pull the gun and shoot the guy?
You know what? Yeah.
If you don't know, let's say you're not aware, you know, you have no you know, you have no way of knowing that, you know, that's real, you know, from a real or fake. I mean, if someone gets, like, you walk and you have a gun, right? You're walking down there and you say, you know, someone's just, like, pulled, you know, right in front of you and go, rah, with the mask on, with all bloody up and a chainsaw. I mean, like, I mean, I would have shot the guy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
In the eyes,
prank, too. Yeah, prank or not, I mean, it's just like, it's the, you just don't do that. You know what I mean? So Don,
yeah.
What do you think? I think they suspended the cop, police officer, without pay and pending form of a formal suspension hearing, and so I don't see any saying about lawsuit or suing the cop or anything like that. But what do you make out of this?
Well, was he outside in the parking lot, or was he in the haunted house still?
Let me hold on a second. Okay. Well, this says the police says the employee approached Janik after the haunted house tour was over Sunday night. So it's probably in the parking lot.
So yeah, I mean, I think that he should not be suspended without pay because, you know, he has to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. When he's there
exactly.
for the show, even when you're there for the show, you have to be careful because maybe that somebody might have killed the actor and really, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful why you're going to that thing, you know, because there could be a real killer in there.
Exactly.
You know, you have to be careful.
These people are just dumb. They don't know what they're talking about. But, you know, I mean, what do you call it? I know it's Halloween and all that thing. I mean, it's Winston. Do you think the city maybe like should like impose or implement some kind of a rule that, you know, you can't do that? I mean, I think you know, reading based on the reports here. I mean, I think that's the guy's fault. It's not the cop's fault.
Yeah, exactly. Asking to get shot at, get your butt whooped.
Right? maybe the cops are just like, you know, I mean, regardless, I mean, if I just don't understand why they suspended him, you know, I mean, just like he pulled a gun to maybe protect himself, you know, it's a, or, I mean, they were trained that, like that, right? There was someone come up to you and aim or, you know, that like, or they, what is show any that's going to harm you, they're going to harm you. I mean, they will have to defend themselves. So, Don, what do you think? Last thought on that one.
Yeah, I think that maybe what they should do is outlaw scary masks. For
outlaw scary
Halloween.
Masks. There we go.
That would be solve the problem.
Would it solve the problem?
I think so, because then there wouldn't be any doubt about if somebody walks up to you and then it will be illegal. So...
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think. I think they should do that.
Good point. Yeah, outlaw them. But anyway, let's move on from the protecting, you know, from protecting the cops to protecting the kids. Hey, let's talk about more of that the balloon boy. Now the questions about the actually the mother confessed, you know, to the authorities and all that. I mean, is she doing it? Did she do it to protect the kids or? Or just to, again, to shine a little, you know, lights on this and so they can be on the news and be on TV again. Winston, what's your take on that? Are you there?
Hello.
So Winston's on the other end. Let me check if it's Winston's there. Hey, Winston's on air. I don't know. He's not responding. But anyway, so, Don, what's your take on that? They said the Maloon mom... confessed. The question is, did she do it to protect her kids?
Do what?
Huh?
Do the balloon mom?
The balloon mom, yeah, the balloon boy and the balloon mom.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Did she confess to protect her kids? What?
She confessed to the to authorities. So obviously you've been following the news, eh?
No, and I'm
okay.
Sorry. One of the kids was asking me about whose turn it was to wash dishes, so. I apologize. I missed out on that opening of the article.
Right. Hey, you back, Winston?
No, I'm here.
Yeah, are you there?
About that.
You're cutting off.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Say something.
Minute. Well, two bars might explain it.
Oh, okay. Real quick, did Balloon Mom confess to protect her kids?
Hey, maybe to protect yourself.
What? See, you're breaking up again.
Hey,
yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Maybe it's to protect her whole entire family.
Good point. What do you think? Yeah, what's your opinion, Don?
Well, my opinion is if somebody wants to protect the kid and the family, it should have been dad because he knew about it. And if he didn't know about it, he's still responsible because he's a dad. He should know what's going on in his house. That's my opinion.
And also, here's my take on that. I think, she confessed because there's she had broken the law, and I think the child services, I think they made it sound like they were going to take her kids away. So it might have been to keep her children from being taken away from her, to spare the kids from having to testify against her husband. I think they should drop it and stop covering this stupid, let's not go to the stupid news and stuff like that, but that's what they want, that's one that you and I be talking about it and the media talking about and covering them. But anyway, let's go to the from that stupid to stupidier. Ready for this? It says a new hotel owner hounded by racism charges. You know why? Because the guy says, the owner says, there's a lot of Hispanic employees protesting outside the hotel because they were told to change their first names. So this is happening in New Mexico. The guy named Larry Witten, and I think he opened up a hotel late in July, and the hotel's been there. He just wanna, owns it now. I think he bought it or something like that. So, the top-talking former Marine immediately laid down some rules. That's what they said. Among them, he forbade a Hispanic worker at the rundown Southwestern Adobe-style hotel from speaking Spanish in his presence. He thought they may be talking about him. That's what he said. And in order, some of anglicized their names, it would be like, how do you anglicize my first name, Fernando? Let me think. Ferdinand, maybe? I don't know. Or Fern? What do you think, Don?
Yeah, Nando.
Fernando is Spanish name. But how do you anglicize that? I mean, meaning, like, how do you say that in English? What is, how about Peter, Pedro, and then Peter in English, right?
Right.
What about Fernando? That's I'm kind of confused in that. How do you anglicize my name?
Fern?
Would that be all right? Fern? Isn't that some kind of bush? I don't know.
Right?
Huh?
Yeah,
what is
I
it?
Think so.
Yeah, so it was plain old Martin, no more Marcos, so it'd be Mark. That's what he wanted to do. And the hotel owner, his name is Larry Witten. It's not Wittenin. It's Witten. And then Witten's management style had worked for him, and he's turned around other distressed hotels that he bought in recent years across the country, they said. So the 63-year-old Texan ex-Marine guy wasn't really prepared for what followed. So that, it's being sued, and a lot of, actually Geraldo Rivera, I think, was getting mad or something. Like, I'll be mad too. I mean, if someone come up to me and say, hey, you got to change your name. For what? So it would be more anglicized. I'm like, no, first of all, that's not right. and he actually fired some of the Hispanic employees. And, actually angered employees, and many people actually that's actually mad. I mean, I don't know what this guy trying to do. I mean, what do you have you heard anything like this, Winston? No, he's not out there. What about you, Don? Have you heard anything? Anything like this? And why would he, I mean, is this being racist? Is this racism?
Oh, I don't, I mean, about the name changing, perhaps, but about speaking Spanish in front of your employer, if he requests that, that is kind of rude. I mean, it is still part of America, isn't it? You should speak English, and he's your boss. You should respect him. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's more, you know, to me, though, it's deeper than that. You know, I'm just like, when I used to work with the heavily populated by, you know, foreign kids, I mean, when I say foreign kids, I mean, I'm not born here, but this is, you know, I was born in the Philippines, but I call this country my home now. People, you know, like students that came from, like, you know, South America, you know, like the Eastern Europeans and all that. People, you know, there's a lot of people, like, you know, especially tourists that comes to the hotel, the resort. You know, they want answer. They'll ask any employees if they're lost and if they want something. You know, if they want to find something out, let's say if they're lost and then they get back to the room or, you know, for whatever reason, they would. You know, the first thing they do is ask the employee, and if your employee does not speak English or cannot communicate, you're in trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, at least learn the basics. You know, at least learn the basics. With this case now, and it seems like this guy is, you know, trying to lay down the law and is saying, you know, this is not going to work. You know, this is, you know, I don't want changing the names of the employees. I don't buy that. Maybe he requested to, I don't know if it's in a policy, it doesn't say, but he requested to, you know, for them to speak English in front of him, you know, because he doesn't want them, you know, because he doesn't know if they're talking about him or not. I mean, I think the reports is kind of, you know, biased in some way. I think there's nothing, you know, there's more things than that. I think it's just, you know, because I think, here's just my opinion, you know, it's like maybe it's heavily populated, maybe he's, you know, housekeepers and, you know, hotel front desk, you know, they're heavily populated by, you know, like Hispanic, and all they do is speak Spanish, and, well, that's what they do, but what I'm saying is just like, you know, even in front of a non-speaking guest, you know, I mean, a non-Spanish-speaking guest,
yeah.
You know what I mean, whether it be the... Whatever the case, I think, you know, I mean, they have the case about charging him about racism. If he's not going to, you know, I don't know where they're going to take this. I know there's a lot of people protesting outside, and I think the media is taking this and as a, you know, this old ex-Marine white guy that's trying to, you know, lay down the law about, you know, about that. I don't know if Winston's back. Are you back? No, I can't hear you. But what do you think of that? Where did you? I mean, as far as like the, let's focus on this issue on this and this hotel and this guy. You know, I want this. The policy is this: no speaking Spanish in front of me. We have to change your name to an English name, anglicize your name. You know, so no more Marcos. You're going to be called Mark. I mean, is that hatred? Is that What do you think that is? Well, how do you? Where's that falling, Don? I don't understand. Was that why? Okay, go ahead. First of all, that's New Mexico. He lives in. I don't understand. So go ahead. What's your opinion?
If you don't like the way the place is run, then don't work there.
Yeah, that's their policy. Would that be called racism? Would that be called? Where'd that fall into? I mean, that's. I think, you know, if you do that, if you don't hire them based on their color or based of because they can't speak English or, you know, Spanish or anything like that, I mean, there shouldn't be, like, a law that you're breaking?
I don't think that you should require your employees to change their birth certificate name.
Mm-hmm.
So I disagree with that, but I agree with the rule that says don't speak Spanish in front of the boss if he requests you not to.
Right. Yeah, and also, I guess sometimes, you know, like, I remember having or knowing that there was a lot of people from students from Thailand that came to the resort that I used to work, used to work for. And I know that, man, they have, like, a long name that they start, like, maybe a foot long, you know, start from the other side of your chest and all the way down to the cross. And so they have to, like, you know, shorten it, people would say, you know, this one kid that names, like, some da blah blah de blah blah, something like that. So they call him Doug, you know, or Papalop and stuff like that. So they call him Paul. I mean, that's different, you know. I mean, it's, you know, Marcos, so you now be called Mark, you know, because we don't like the name Marcos. That's just nonsense. But, you know, that's what I don't get at. I mean, I don't know the whole story, but, you know, hopefully they shine more light into this story and see what's going on, you know. If he's doing that for that, I mean, some form of racism, you know. Just you know, they don't like them. They don't want people work for him because of their name, and I just don't get that. So if you have more info on that, call 347-884-8125. Or you can join me in the chat room. Go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. Once again, I want to play some music. Oh my goodness, time flies, really. Talking about not knowing what time it is. It's actually just 18 minutes left in our show, and I want to play some music, okay? Drink some little tea here, and we'll be back with you. We're going to be talking about some scary stuff, you know, or fun stuff, because it's fun, because Monday is fun, and we're going to be talking about some fun stuff, and also we're going to cover that Metallica joining the FBI in search of the, you know, that girl that went missing. And they're actually offering $50,000 to whoever find or contribute to the search of this missing student. But anyway, we're coming back. Hey, Winston, if you're listening, just come call back and I'll pick you up. We got 15 minutes left into the hour. Again, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. We'll be back right now. I think we're going to be playing. I don't know where I'm going to play. Oh, let's play. I played the Holy Man right after one. I think I'm going to play some. What did I have here? Bear with me here. All right. So, we'll play that Into Arcadia. They're called All Eyes on You. Into Arcadia, you can find them on myspace.com/IntoArcadia. Actually, they're from Milwaukee. That's kind of cool. Into Arcadia was in Fernando Poniente's show way back, about a couple months ago. If you can go into Fernando Poniente's show, it's going to be the archive there. You can be able to listen to them. Really cool people. Really, really cool people. So, here we go, Into Arcadia. We'll be back. We're back. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Hey, it's almost over. I know. Well, let's get back into business here. Let's get Dawn back online. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Ooh, man, what are you doing? Inside, are you driving or something? Because I hear some beeping. Anyway, we're going to be talking about the FB and Metallica actually joining, participating in the search of the missing student. And I know that was about a week ago when this missing student came. I don't know what her name. Let's back over here. Yeah, there we go. Morgan Harrington, who disappeared during one of Metallica's concerts. And that was more than a week ago. So they had put $50,000 to the reward for information leading to the girl's whereabouts. So, that's $50,000. What's your thought on that? I mean, this is nice of Metallica. I mean, giving $50,000 reward or adding to the reward for information about the girl's whereabouts. So, what do you say? What do you say to this, Don?
That's good.
That's good, huh? Metallica? Yeah.
Well, that's good that they're doing it. You know, I don't probably their music, but that's good that they're willing to help.
Yeah, I mean that's. That's this cool thing, and I mean that's just, you know, I mean a lot of people think that Metallica's cool. I mean I think they're cool because if they did that, I mean, I don't listen to their music though. I've never heard their music, but I don't listen to their music. You know what I mean? So back to the thing from Metallica to the Shrimp Eye. Actually, Shrimp Eyes may lead to the ultra quality DVDs. This is happening in London. The Amazing Eyes of the Giant Shrimp called Thumb Splinters. I don't know why they call them that. They say the divers because of their vicious claws. Now they have the most complex eyes in the animal kingdom. Really? Say they can see in 12 primary colors, 4 times as many as humans, and can also detect different kinds of light polarizations, the directions of oscillation in light waves. So they can like. Wow. And there's a team at the University of Bristol have shown how the shrimps do it. See, they don't only taste good. They have this kind of eye, so you can actually convert them to ultra quality DVD. I don't know if it's going to be better than we have now. What do we have, like Blu-ray? You know, what's the next above that? I think it's a laser DVD or something like that. But anyway, and so they're going to do that. I hope they just, you know, if they're going to capture them, I mean, they just should, like, send the meat towards here so we can eat them. What do you think about that? What say you?
They're going to take the eyes and then make them into a DVD?
Well, I don't know if they're going to make it a DVD. I think they're just going to, somehow copy it. I don't know. That's... They said they could hold the key to developing a new type of super high quality DVD player, not as a DVD, right? Not like the disc, but as a DVD player.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they said they have complex eyes, you know, the most complex eyes in the animal kingdom, so they can see the 12 primary colors. Yeah, so I'm like, you know, like what I was saying, if they go, you know, if they're just gonna collect their eyes, what they gonna do with all the meat, you know?
Right, yeah.
They should like just sell it, cause I will buy them, cause I'm a shrimp eater, you know.
Yeah.
I eat shrimp. I like it. I like it a lot. You know, we got about 5 minutes down in the hour, so I think we're gonna keep continuing on over here, but. Let's, and also I wanted to throw in this in there before we go, there's actually, the FDA says beware of the H1N1 scams. So the scam artists are taking advantage of the huge push to find ways to protect against the H1N1 virus. So there's a lot of scamming going on out there, you know, about the H1N1, so... They said scam artists are known to strike when there is a hint of money in the air. Who wouldn't? and the huge push to find ways to protect against the H1 virus is no exception. Public concerns have turned into sales opportunity for some, but federal health officials are onto the scammers and are working to stop their shady practices before someone gets hurt. You know that I don't get that. I mean, you know why are they doing that? The feds?
Because they only want you to go get the vaccination.
Yeah, I guess they don't want to share the money because there's you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think they just you know, vaccinations that actually that doesn't have, you know, doesn't have anything, you know, doesn't have the ingredients that that would protect, you know, the consumers, and I think that's what they're trying to do, but who, you know, who knows? I mean, it doesn't say about nutraceuticals, you know, and stuff like that. And they said the most troubling thing out there, and that's what according to the FDA, is the sale of fake Tamiflu pills on the internet. So you can get them on the internet. Tamiflu is available only by prescription, they said, but there are several websites selling pills that manufacturers claim to be the real deal. You know, and then they're nothing but more than just regular aspirin. So there's nothing. So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, with the FDA, you know, they actually, you know, they partner with the FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission. They issued a joint warning letter to the website's marketing of fraudulent supplements that claim to help prevent the spreads of the 2009 H1N1 influenza virus. The warning letters are the first letter to be issued jointly by an agency which advises marketers that they must discontinue the fraudulent marketing of the product or face legal action. So FDA officials said today that so far 80% of manufacturers were contacted and have voluntarily changed the wording of the sales pitches for flu-related products. That's right. So they're the only one. They want the feds only the one has the H1N1, you know, vaccination, or they can. They're the only one that can cure it. That's what it's all about, right?
Oh, that's like really too bad, you know.
Yeah.
That's what they want people to think, but you have to know who you're dealing with, you know, because I know of products that can help, you know. I mean, we can't
well,
say
can
it,
help,
you'll never get
right.
it, but it can help prevent it.
Prevention, yeah, prevention.
You have to know where it starts from.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I think what the whole beef was, this is a particular manufacturer is actually claiming to be to have that H1N1, you know, some kind of a, you know, that would cure, or just like Tamiflu. You know, that's, you know, just Tamiflu has, like, I don't know what the ingredients in there, but they are comparing it. And it says this is nothing but just an aspirin. You know what I mean? And there's people claiming that, you know, it would get rid of the H1N1 virus. So they're claiming, that, you know, so they have to change their wording on how, you know, maybe just, like, just say flu. You know what I mean? Just, like, you can't say H1N1.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're the only one who can use that. So there's no H1N1 virus. So, well, you talked about prevention, so you can't really mention H1N1. You know, just like saying, like, you know, curing cancer. You know, FDA will, man, smack you for that if you say something that this cure can cure cancer. You know? So that's like anything things out there, and you have to put that FDA thing that it says, you know, this products and this thing, so that's not cure or help you, things like that, you know, just kind of protect you and stuff like that. So the main thing here in this topic is just wanted to, you know, tell people out there that watch out for them H1N1 scams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, read the label. You know, if it's not FDA approved, don't. I don't like saying that, but, yeah, don't get it. You know, it's just an aspirin, whatever that may be. But anyway, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I mean, there are things that you can take precautionary of the H1N1 or any flu. One good product is OPC3 found at shoppingsuperhighway.com. But when you're looking for some product, you should really know your source and know this person who's trying to sell you know, try and give you the information cares about you and is informing you of what causes what, you know, not just saying, hey, buy this. You know, they have to care about you. That's the number one thing that they should be, you know, consumers should look for, is the knowledge that the person has, the willingness to help them, you know, and that they care about them. So I think that's like one tip for a consumer when they're trying to find a health and nutrition product to help fight against any type of flu.
Okay, that sounds good. Hey, thank you for that word that, you know, you said OPC3 can find where? Shopinsuperhighway.com.
Yeah.
All right, that's shopinsuperhighway.com, and the show is brought to you by shopinsuperhighway.com. What do you know? Anyway, chat room's closed, and we are going to say goodbye. Once again, this is Fernando. I feel bad for Winston. How come he didn't come back? Oh, man, I'll get him next time. But anyway, once again, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniani Show. It is Monday night. Catch me on Wednesday. Wednesday night. I believe it's going to be, I believe it's 9 or 10. I don't know about that. I just remember something. But anyway, come check me out. Follow me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. And this is, once again, Fernando on the Fernando Poniani Show. On behalf of Don, my panel, thanks for coming in. And Winston, thank you for calling in. We'll do this again. Hasta la vista. Baby.
Bye.
Hello?